Google CEO was recently on MSNBC, actually CNBC, and they were talking about AI and layoffs. AI and layoffs. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's get to it.
I want to talk about TV and sports for a second, just because the Super Bowl is coming up, and there was a big deal that was made this week in the sports TV world. You've been running YouTube TV quite successfully, and of course, YouTube itself is now bigger than Netflix, a fact that I think most people don't focus on. What do you think is going to happen to the cable bundle? You've been part of sort of keeping that bundle through YouTube TV. What do you think about this new bundle that Disney's creating with Warner Brothers Discovery and Fox?
First of all, I mean, these are some of our important valued partners, both on YouTube and YouTube TV, and I expect our partnerships to continue. Look, I think people are responding to how users are consuming all of this, right? And users are voting with their feet. The consumption patterns are clearly evolving. And I think you're seeing people adapt to that. So I'm excited to see what they put together. These are great organizations. And
no, he didn't say YouTube TV is bigger than Netflix. He said YouTube is bigger than Netflix, which it is bigger than Netflix.
They are some of our valued partners, too. As you said, YouTube TV has now over 8 million subscribers. And, you know, the work we have done with NFL on Sunday Ticket has been super well received. And, you know, I'm excited for the Super Bowl as well. So
do you see yourself becoming a major bidder over time for sports?
I think it's a great question. I think we will be ROI focused. So I think the answer, it depends. For us, the NFL.
What does it mean to be ROI focused? Return on investment, which is incredibly smart. And this is why I like the CEO of, well, you can say of Google, but he's actually the CEO of Alphabet, right? And he's saying that, listen, we're not just going to jump into it just for the sake of competing or jumping into it. That's stuff that people that either have deep pockets or companies that feel like they need to play catch up to do. And so what you see happening with Disney is that they're trying to create some kind of superpower in order to try to stop what's happening over at YouTube, Alphabet, and what's happening over at Netflix. And so they're combining forces in order to create a package that they can all share in the profits, because them as an individual companies, they can't stand on their own and they can't survive. How many of y'all downloaded Peacock? How many of y'all are subscribed to Peacock? Most of us only subscribe to Amazon's Prime's movies or whatever, their Prime thing, because it comes with the Prime membership. And so you can justify that with Amazon and say, well, Amazon is willing to throw money out at a specific thing in order to continue to beef up its offering or its content library or whatever, because Amazon is able to get rid of money because they're not just where they generate the majority of their revenue has nothing to do with Amazon Prime per se. It's Amazon Web Services, which supports Prime, which also supports the infrastructure behind how it is that they're leveraging all of their insights and data and information in order to continue to build out their entire business model, right? Real talk. Some of us don't even know or don't even subscribe to certain things and we don't even realize that we got it. How many people just got a part of their package to Apple TV, but actually use Apple TV? Biz says, facts. I rarely watch Amazon Prime movies, but you got it. But you got it. I looked at my credit card statement the other day for one of the cards that I just got open, but I don't actually ever use. It's a Discover card. And I get billed every single month. And I've seen a subscription go up every single month. And that subscription is Netflix, but I actually use Netflix. The only ones that I use, because I got rid of Disney Plus because they pissed me off with all of this woke agenda. The only one that I use, the only subscriptions that I use is Netflix and Max, which used to be HBO Max, because I love The Wire, I love The Sopranos, I love Breaking Bad. And I got YouTube Premium. I actually got some other subscriptions too. I got From a content perspective, I got Apple because I got like a bundle of like, you know, Apple Fitness Plus and all of that other crap that comes along with Apple Music. So most of the other stuff that I'm subscribed to, I subscribe to it based off of the bundle, and not necessarily because I want it or I like it. But basically what he says was, he said, listen, we have to look at what the return on investment is. We don't want just exclusivity for the sake of wanting exclusivity. We want exclusivity as far as to see how it actually benefits us long term from a financial perspective.
Apple Sunday Ticket gives us a great way to work with a very, very good partner with very valuable content and see how it works. So far, it's been great. But I think we will have a disciplined ROI framework. We now have subscription products. We have advertising products. Some of this pulls through demand on the our advertising products as well. So I think we'll evaluate it on a case-by-case basis.
Right. Culture question. You've been going through a number of layoffs. Those of us who try to keep up with the company from the outside have been reading articles about some of the all-hands meetings and frustration that you're hearing from employees and the like. What's happening inside the company right now?
Look, first of all, I mean, we see an extraordinary opportunity ahead, given the shifts underway, and we are investing for that future. But I think it's important we are able to create capacity from within. And so,
let me tell you what capacity from within means. First, listen, this guy is a master. He's a master at his craft. He said, listen, the technical constraints of what's going on in the industry is forcing us to make some adjustments. And we have to create capacity from within. Masterful, may I add. But let me give it to you from a C-student's perspective. I did hear about that Shadow Dragon TV. I'll get to that in a second. Let me give it to you from the C-student's perspective. This is all just smoke and mirrors. What he's basically telling you is that, look, the market conditions has changed. The talent pool is robust. We're not making as much money. We also got artificial intelligence to eliminate some jobs. And the jobs that we are going to keep, people are going to have a lot more to do. And so when he says create capacity from within, that basically says we're going to do more with less. So the people may not necessarily get laid off. We're going to get rid of the masseuses. We're going to get rid of all of this free lunch and all of this stuff. But you're going to have to do more with less. You're going to have to continue to rebuild and build up your skill set in order to stay in these certain positions and make sure that you invest in assets so that you don't get laid off in the future. That's basically what it's saying. Layoffs are going to continue. We're going to create capacity from within. We're going to promote from within. We're going to be a lot more careful with how many people that we pull in and hire. And we're not just going to have a bunch of projects that's in flight based off of nothing because we're not just going to keep on having our monies. We got to give more value to the shareholders and not just to the workers. Capacity from within.
The sum of it is refocusing and reprioritizing within the company.
Refocusing and reprioritizing within the company. Okay, you come over from this project. You work on something that we actually need. I know we needed to hire for this position, but we're going to repurpose you because you got the skill set to stick around. What's going on with the rest of y'all over there? Are y'all continuing to work on y'all skills? Are y'all marketable? Are y'all still holding on to the same programming languages and the same skill set that you had when you came in here? Y'all days is numbered, buddy. Y'all going to have to get yourself together. If you're not a cultural fit, if we can't use you over here, if you're not pivoting, you're not continuing to work, you don't have no new certificates, okay, keep doing what you're doing. We're going to see what's happening.
Making sure we can make the investments we need. And we are really focused on improving velocity and execution as a company as well. You know, when it impacts people, it's hard, particularly
for... We're focused on increasing velocity and execution as a company. We want to move faster because it's companies like Microsoft that's using ChatGPT that's continuing to take our lunch. And so we want to be able to pivot quicker and we don't want to be able to move like a big behemoth. If we see a new technology, we see a new company, we want to move a little bit quicker in order to adapt the technology and be able to compete against other companies. I'm going to translate it for y'all. Don't worry about it. They keep on throwing a lingo out here and it seems a lot more complicated than it is, but it's not. We're going to get there.
For a company like Google, which over the past 25 years hasn't gone through a moment like this. But, you know, we've always deeply cared about our employees. I don't think most companies engage with employees in the transparent way we do. And I think that creates some of this conversation outside, but I've always viewed it as a source of strength for the company.
It's a strength.
And, you know, we'll work through this moment. And, you know, I'm excited about the opportunities we have ahead and the innovation we have ahead of us.
All innovation. Now, the question was about layoffs. And they threw so much word salad in there that you forgot that he actually asked you about layoffs. We're going to create capacity from within. We have a lot of passion for our employees. We're actually transparent, and we think that that makes for a better culture. We're going to make sure that we repivot, and we want to move with a lot more capacity and a lot more fluidity. And we got to make sure that everybody is on the same page, because the culture is important to the profitability of the company. Okay? You got it? Hey, send me my $30 million, man.
What do you think Google looks like in 5 years from now?
Look, I think part of what excites me as a company is, for the first time, we are working on, we've always been a deep technology-focused company at a foundation, but with Gemini and AI, it's the same technology which impacts search, YouTube, cloud, Waymo, and so on. So we can invest in this underlying technology and build both amazing products and businesses on top in a leveraged way.
So Gemini is a rebranding of a product that they already had. They just threw a new name on it. And Gemini is formerly Bard, right? And so that was the artificial intelligence technology similar to OpenAI that they use in order to try to compete against Microsoft, that they rushed to the market. They've rebranded it as Gemini. It is basically going to be the foundation by which they power every other business that they have, including Waymo, right? Artificial technology, cloud infrastructure, pushing out technologies, cloud, you know, using all of this technology in order to make sure that they simplify things, increase their algorithms, and get better results, hopefully, to compete against other countries, other companies. That's long-term short what they're saying to you, all right?
And we are investing for that future. So I'm excited about what's ahead. And if anything, I think it'll be a golden decade of innovation ahead at Google.
So what do we take from this? What you take from it is that you have to continue to increase your skill set in order to remain competitive in the job market, because change is always going to come. There's always going to be change. You can never just stay stagnant. You can never think that you could just take a shortcut and that's the end of it. If you want to remain competitive in the market, you have to evolve. And that's in every single market. Whether you're talking content creation. Since I've been a content creator, things has changed rapidly. And all throughout this time, I've always adapted, and that's one of the reasons why I was able to show you the receipts that I showed you inside of the Patreon, right? I just did a video where I dropped inside of the Patreon. If y'all not a part of the Bag Chasers, make sure you click the link in the description or pinned to the top of the chat. And we just did a video, and we also continuing to evolve as far as what it is that we're putting out to the people, because we want you to stay up to date with what's happening. Since I've been a content creator, there's been so much change. From the day one all the way up until now. I mean, it started off as just putting up a video to now everybody want a live stream. The type of cameras that we're using, shorts, quality of video. I mean, everything has changed. Everything has changed. And everything is going to be affected as a result of it. Even traditional news outlets and stuff, they can't compete with what it is that we doing. We growing and they going down. It's a fact. Your local news, whatever channel that the news is on here on YouTube, they can go live and they can't compete. Whatever your local, look at your local news, your channel 4s, your channel 2s, your channel 7s, go and look at them. And then see whether or not they can compete with what it is that we got going over here. Tell them to go live at the same time that we go live and see what happens. You got to change. You got to evolve. And you're going to continue to see changes within an industry. And if you do not adapt to it, you're going to be disrupted. Somebody said, A.R. Smitty says, Instagram changed the game. But guess what? Instagram came along. Facebook bought it. But then Facebook also tried to buy Snapchat. Snapchat refused to sell themselves over to Facebook, or now Meta. And so Instagram just competed against them and created the exact same thing that they was doing over there. And every single industry is going to be disrupted. And there is no industry that cannot be disrupted. Not one.